Hello.
Hi there. Is it possible if I can please speak with David Aitchison? Sorry if I pronounced it wrong.
Speaking.
Hi, David. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim regarding mistreatment and abuse that you may have received while she was being young in care.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to let you know, first things first, my name's Billy, and I'll be one of your claims handlers here to talk you through everything. So I will guide you through the process as slowly and as calmly as I possibly can. I understand it is going to be a very touchy subject for you. Are you all right to speak at the moment? It'll take about 5 or 10 minutes. So, first things first, I just want to confirm, I have it as David Aitchison, is that correct? Sorry if I have pronounced your name wrong, I do apologise. And could I also please ask you, darling, for your date of birth?
3-6-61.
So, is the 26th or the 6th?
3, the 3rd.
3rd of June. The 6th, 61, was that, sorry?
3.
3rd of June, 61.
The thumb, yeah,
3661.
That's it.
Perfect, no problem. And in regards to your current home postcode, can I please take your door number and your postcode where you're living at the moment, please, sir?
It's
Flat 69.
20.
Yeah. 20. Dumbreck Court.
Dumbreck Hall, no problem. And can I please ask for the postcode, please?
Postcode.
G41.
Yep.
No, G.
G.
41.
G41, no problem.
5NG.
5NG.
5 November, Juliet. Perfect, thank you for that. And just whilst I can hear, is that your wife's partner in the background there?
No, it's my daughter.
Your daughter. Am I all right to use her as an emergency next of kin for you, just to keep her on the system, because we will need a next of kin?
Aye.
Perfect. Can I take her name, please?
Dawn Aitchison.
Bixon. And can I please ask for her number, please?
Pardon?
Can I ask for her mobile number, please? Just basically, with it being a legal entitlement, if anything wants to go ahead or to go wrong, then it would be her to receive your reimbursement in regards to the claim procedure, just to make sure somebody does receive that. So it's 07856.
07856.
407. 278, perfect, no problem. And could I please ask you, is this the best mobile number, and the email we have down for you is AliciaAitchison6@gmail.com, is that correct? No problem, that's perfectly fine. So I'll keep that address on the system for you. Do you have access to that email address?
Aye.
Do you have access to the email address of it being AliciaAitchison6?
Aye, that's my email address.
Perfect, no problem. I just wanted to make sure that's the correct email. And in regards to yourself, just having a look here for you, can I ask you what your current GP surgery is called? Is it done?
It's Camlan Medical Centre.
What's it
at
gmail.com?
Medical Centre, perfect, no problem. And in regards to yourself, because you are over the age of 65 at this moment in time, that just means that we can prolong your case for you and fast track it because of your
I'm
age.
I'm
over 64.
You're over
the age of 65. Oh.
I'm almost
64. I will still put it through. Don't worry, I'll still put it through as a fast track for you. That's not a problem. It's just because with the age there, we can do that for you, so we'll get that pot through, just as long as you're happy to confirm that. So basically, it'll take between 6 to 8 months instead of 8 to 12 months in regards to the full procedure, and that's for anybody over the certain age or who has been diagnosed with any terminal illness. In regards to yourself, do you remember what your parents was called, whether it's full name, first name, last name, just so I can get some sort of account on here for you?
Can I remember what?
The name of your mum or dad?
Aye. Christine.
Can I please take the name of Christine?
Christine Aitchison and David Aitchison.
David.
Aitchison and David Aitchison. Perfect. Thank you for that. Dad is David. Perfect. And
he has another booty bar.
Do you have any siblings or anything like that at all that you are aware of?
No.
Siblings,
how
you
do?
You've got Sharon and Valerie in
that. That's no siblings. That's family.
Siblings, brothers and sisters. So siblings is brothers or sisters?
Tall brands.
So, you've got two, is that two, what I can do for you, if you would like, is I'm more than happy to speak with your daughter to fill out the relevant pieces of information.
Because I'm half deep.
That's no problem. Do you want to pop Dawn on the phone and I can run over it with her? That's not an issue whatsoever.
Hiya.
Hiya, Dawn. It's just that basically, just for Dad at this moment in time, it's not the case where we're going to be clutching at straws. He will be due back a reimbursement, but he'll be looking at anything between $10,000 and $48,000. Now, I know first things first, the money is not the main cause of it, but if he is going to claim, we'll get him back as much as we possibly can. Every bit of detail that I'm asking will help build his case, so I'd rather just run over it with you just so you can make sure we've got everything correct on there so there's no delays whatsoever, and then I can run through the statement with Dad at the end. Is that okay with you?
Aye, that's me.
Perfect. And what I'll also do as well throughout the process is I'll bob you a message over on WhatsApp just so you can track his claim. If there's any things that he doesn't think he's mentioned to me or if he wants to give me any updates on, it has a direct contact for me there as well, so he will not be left out of the loop, and I will guide him through the full process. I'll put all my details there. Now, he said he's had siblings. Was it one sibling that he had or was it two siblings?
He's got two sisters still living.
Alive, no problem.
And one brother.
One brother. And his brother, has he passed away?
Now, you're talking about the ones that have passed away, so you'd go, fucking hell, right now. Sorry, excuse my language. You'd go, four sisters, two brothers. One brother's passed away, two sisters have passed away.
Two sisters passed away. One brother. And can I ask, does he know if any of these was in care as well at the same time, or is it just himself that was popped into care?
Was it just you that was in care, or was any of the rest of them? No, just him. He was an unruly child.
And can I ask, with that being on that topic, is that the reason why he was popped into care that he's aware of? Was it due to things like that?
What was it you were putting into care for? No, when you originally went into care, what was that for?
I can't remember.
Can't remember. Because you were naughty?
Probably.
Probably, aye.
And can I ask you, of course I know it's going back here, does he remember the address where he was living before he was popped into care? Or if he knows the area at all?
Right, where were you living when you went into care? Was it Loman Drive?
Glebe
Street in Falkirk.
Glebe Street?
No, Glebe.
In Falkirk.
Yeah.
Glebe Street, and that is that Falkirk spelled F-A? Perfect, got that here for you. Give me a second. Glebe Street in Falkirk. And I'm assuming it's Falkirk Social Services that have possibly popped him into care.
Yeah.
That. Let me get that on here for you. And it'll be Falkirk. Let me get that here. Do-do-do-do-do. Does he know if or how long ago he was popped into care, or what age he was popped into care, if not?
What age were you put into care?
10.
It was 10.
10 years, that was no problem.
And when did you come out?
Just after a year. I was just over a year.
Aye, but you've got all the different care homes that you were in.
Aye, but it's got the dates.
And then the juvenile.
It's got the dates on the records.
I've got paperwork here, if you wait a minute.
Yeah, take your time, honestly, because if you have got the paperwork, that would be brilliant.
It had an MOD done when he used to work, and it went right back to he was 10. So it gives me the information on that, eh? When I find it.
Don't worry, you take your time.
Just looking for something that's aligned for my arm. Got it here. Louise, go into my bag and get my glasses because I can't see. Blind as a dodo. One or two? Aye. Certainly no pages. Now, wait now. I'm gone now. Oh my god. That was 1995, 1994. Right. I'm back here. I'm trying to find the right date to start with.
Don't worry. If you've not got the dates, don't worry. If you've got the names of the care homes, that'll be brilliant. I mean, of course, if you have got the dates, that will help us narrow it down, but we can do our job, so don't worry if not.
Right, right now. So when was that? 1978.
Bally convinced. That's the first thing I've ever done.
You need to give me a minute. I'm just trying to... Honestly, this is the life of my house.
Don't worry. Take your time.
I've got to put you on loudspeaker.
Take your time, don't worry.
I'm just trying to get the right hand because it's Boston. That's from Boston. So... And I was born theft and kinder offence 78. So what age would you have been there?
78.
This hasn't gone back to you were 10. This is like your jail. The Boston thing like that you were in, this one.
The
police girls
have been there.
I can't find them, unless there's another one.
Yeah. I was 10, that's 51 years ago.
Ah, well, we can, it was 51 years ago, but... I'm trying to...
No.
That's Crystal. So, take away... Take and drive away offence. Rebel, blah, blah, blah. That was
81.
I mean, if it doesn't remember the dates or anything, don't worry about that. If you remember the name of the care homes, then that's brilliant.
Now, can you remember the care homes that you were in?
Balakin Rain.
Balakin Rain.
Kibble.
Kibble.
Let me just get this. Balakin. Was it Kirkle or was it Kerbal then, sorry?
Kibble.
K-I-B-I-N. Yep.
What else?
Devonville.
Devonville.
Do you know how that's spelled?
Devon, D-E-V.
Yeah.
E-N, I think.
Devon's Vale, was that?
Yeah.
Belfield.
Belfield.
Was that Belfield? Belfield.
So I can remember off the top.
And that's all I can remember off the top of your head.
Don't worry, at this moment in time, we'll get what we can from what we can from here. So if I am correct, I just want to make sure that I have taken these down correctly. So if I am correct, you said it's Ballyconnell.
What was your first one?
Balakin Rain.
Balakin Rain.
Could you spell that for me just the best you can, just so I can then get some sort of guideline from that? I can look for the
online,
don't worry.
Wait, I'll write it.
Balfron. That's who that is, Balfron.
Balician.
Yeah.
And it's in Balfron.
It comes under it. Perfect, thank you for that. So we've got Ballykern, we've got Kibble, we've got Devon's Vale, and we've got Belfield.
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem. Now, I understand Dad may not have gone into depth and detail regarding everything from the actual incidents himself going way back.
Yeah.
Can I ask him to explain to yourself, I'm more than happy for you to explain it for him if he feels more comfortable doing that way, his first ever memories of going to care initially?
What was your first initial memories of going into care?
Shit scared.
I'm
a rain member.
Very scared. And was the first care home that he went to, was that the Ballykin?
Yes, the first care home was Ballykin, aye.
And went to Ballykin. And can I ask you to ask him what kind of abuse is it that he received there, physical?
What kind of abuse was it, received in Ballykin?
Yeah, mental abuse from knee schooling.
Mental abuse, knee schooling.
Very bad mental abuse. Was that from staff or was that from other children in the actual care home?
It was staff used to threaten him with his weekend leave if he was not, wouldn't he get his weekend leave, wasn't allowed home that weekend. So in other words, behaviour, you're not going to see your family.
Yeah, most definitely, kept him locked in those.
Yeah, kept him away from his family.
Well,
he ran away. What was the consequences of you running away?
Taking the weekends off me.
Taking his weekend leaves away from him.
Did they ever do anything in regards to any name calling, any physical abuse?
Name calling, hitting you.
Name calling.
Did they ever hit you, restrain you?
Nah, can't remember.
He can't remember.
And can I ask him, does he remember any of the names of any of the staff members that he did feel neglected by, even if it was nicknames or anything, what the children were known him by?
Who do you remember any of the teachers' names that used to name call you and things like that?
even if it was nicknames or things that the children would
even
know.
Even if it was nicknames
that.
Or anything that they would class him as.
So a Kenyan name was called Green.
One of them was called Green.
I thought it was his first name or second name.
Front name. Number. No, license.
Green. Aye, doesn't care if that's just what they called them or if it was his nickname.
And how long did he was he at Ballycom for?
How long were you there for?
A year.
A year. But you were only meant to be in near so many weeks, weren't you?
No, that was Belfield.
All right.
And when he was transferred from the Ballycom, where did he get transferred to?
Right, so when you got transferred from there, what did you go after that? Did you go home?
I went home.
He went home.
Back home. And then...
And then,
when was
how long after that did you go to Kibble?
Oh,
then he went into Kibble after that.
No problem, into Kibble. And what kind of, did he suffer with any sort of sexual abuse?
Did you
mental
suffer
abuse, physical abuse?
Sexual, mental abuse in Kibble?
Only mental abuse when you're in home.
No, all the time, believe it or not, it's no. like what?
Why you spoke to me, degraded you.
The way they spoke to him, degraded him, as in, what were they saying? So this woman can write it down.
They're going back a long, long
exactly.
time.
Exactly, and that's what you have to try and remember.
Well, I can.
Did you get schooling in that, Ian?
Aye.
Was there any nasty names or anything that they was known as or where he thinks, I remember them calling me that or speaking to me in this certain way on a regular basis?
Anything,
or did he ever receive...
Like, the way they spoke to you, can you recall anything that they ever says to you?
No.
No.
So I understand it's a very stressful situation, so do
aye.
Not worry whatsoever. And like I say, if there's anything that he does recall, he can always include that on at a later date, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Was he ever, ever, throughout any of this in either of these care homes, was he either... Did he ever physically touch him in any way, shape or form? Whether
that
was anything that him...
Did they ever physically touch you at all, like throwing stuff at you or anything like that?
No, that I can remember.
Any of them put their hands on you
when...
in any way? Restrained.
Oh, it was restrained and I don't know what.
Where was that?
Kibble.
Kibble. When he ran away, they used to restrain him when he got back.
Had no option to run away and the thought would use restraint.
Restrained by force. Any injuries caused by any of them? Bruising?
Very bad. Causing injury. Injured. Fuck me. From then, he then went on to Devon's Vale, was that?
Was it, what did you go for, Kibble?
Belfield.
Belfield.
To Belfield.
Yeah.
And does he remember any staff members from Belfield? Or
any staff members from Belfield?
There was two of them, Ben, and I
caught you in there. There was two... Two of the teachers, Ben, so in other words, gay.
Yeah.
And my dad actually caught them having sex. The two of them own another student.
No.
Another
teacher.
Student.
No, like me.
All right, no, it was another care.
Oh, no.
Another pupil in
care.
Yeah.
And this really affected him?
Yep.
Did he have any consequences from seeing that? Did they treat him any different? Did they physically touch
him? Did you hear
him? Did threaten him in any way?
Any consequences of you catching them?
No, because I didn't see nothing.
Did they treat you any different?
Well, they gave you extra fags and things like that. And
gave them extra...
Smoke it real quick, burrow them 15 times and walk back to your seat. You couldn't do it.
Gave them extra fags, burrow them round 15 times and then tell them to walk back to your seat. That's cruel.
Couldn't do it. Either stumbled. But you always spewed your load of stuff.
But that teacher that you caught with the other pupil...
O'Malley.
There you go, O'Malley.
Oh,
my. Guy's name was... Who was
the pupil? Oh, I didn't care.
Problem honing scores with another Channing car. No problem. This affected him. He was threatening not to say anything. He was giving him cigarettes, telling him to walk around, keep it quiet, trying to drive him. In regards to that, did he break any of his... Sorry?
Pardon?
Sorry, can you say that again for me?
No, it's all right. I can't even mind what I was going to say.
Don't worry.
Just you continue.
You said they gave him extra...
Aye, they gave him extra fags. Ken.
Yeah, I've got that down. So they gave him cigarettes. Of course, bribing a child a cigarette to keep him quiet.
The guy was saying anyway.
Did they ever do anything, like, in regards to breaking your property, taking things from him, or...
Did they do anything, like, taking your property away from you, or... Single you, or...
No, because the minute I had said something to the governor, he would have been suspended.
No.
No problem.
They were just buying me silence, innit?
In regards to... So...
Who stabbed you?
After kill...
It was going to happen in stabbing. See how you get anger while I'm off of bed. They were using it as golf balls and it zoot a gun that much. And I died for the ball and died in the fucking spike because I had to go to Glasgow Hospital and get stitched.
What was that? Benfield?
Belfield.
Aye, Belfield.
If it had went.
So he had an accident in Belfield.
It would have punctured my lungs.
Can you tell me about that accident,
When they had, like, they used metal for goalposts. And he died for the ball and landed on it, and he had to go to Glasgow Hospital to have stitches.
I put the scar on my side.
Sent to Glasgow.
What side?
Chinning.
Obviously.
What's your name?
I guess his right hand side. Well, we'll just check him, because he's still got the scar.
Fine, still.
No,
this day. I understand that after Killville he went to, was that then Devon's Wall, Belfield?
Belfield.
And they went to Devon's Wall.
Right, what did Devon's you go after Belfield? Is it Devon's Wall, isn't it?
Devonville. Because they put me in there for 3 weeks and I was in there a year and 6 days, they lost me.
Devonville. It was meant to be in there for 3 weeks to be assessed and it was there a year and
6 days
because it got lost in the system.
And did he suffer any sort of neglect whilst he was here?
Did
he receive any mental...
Did you suffer any neglect in Devonville? Did you get school in? Did they speak to you like shite? Did they restrain you? Did they batter you? Did they hit you?
Well, they all talk to you like shite. The minute you go in, you're degraded.
So the way you spoke to him?
Yeah. Degrading him regularly and making
and they think degrading is going to change your fucking mind. So it doesn't make sense.
So what happened when you were there for meant to be for 3 weeks and ended up a year and 6 days?
I ended up working in the cuckoos. The day of the
And is there anybody there that made him feel uncomfortable or anything?
Is there anybody in Devon Vale that made you feel uncomfortable that you can remember the names of?
No.
No.
Don't worry, I've took him off information here, so I'll make sure I've got that down. Moving forward, of course, just speaking to him and also listening to you have conversations with him, I can understand how it has affected him, and he's obviously... Like you say, even till this day and age now, even with just the anger side of things in his voice when he's explaining things, and he understands.
Yeah.
Dad's probably not going to want to turn around and admit a lot of things, of course, to his children there as well. So if there is anything that he does feel like he wants to pop me a message over or anything like that.
Oh, he tells me everything, believe it or not.
That's no problem. Mine's actually the exact same with me as well.
Aye.
Better to be raw and straight to the point than not, isn't it?
Aye. I'd rather kind of be it than hear about it somewhere else and go, well, how come my dad never said that?
Most definitely. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, whilst you're on the line, does Dad have WhatsApp to this number?
You've got WhatsApp on this number, haven't you?
What?
WhatsApp. Aye.
Perfect. So whilst you're on the line, I'm just going to drop a message over to this WhatsApp number to himself. So he's got personal contact there for me moving forward. Over the next few weeks, if he has any questions or wants to track his claim, all he has to do is bob me a message on WhatsApp and I can get back to him straight away or either get him straight through to the solicitors itself. Now, what we will require is a picture of Dad's ID, which is driver's licence, passport or provisional, and a picture of proof of address, which is just a letter dated to him in the last 3 months before his check procedure. Now, the solicitors will always call you a week or two before you paid out. That number that I've just tried to... This number doesn't actually have WhatsApp. Do you have WhatsApp on your number and I can just use your number on his account?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Give me 2 seconds. Can I take your WhatsApp number, please?
The same as my phone number.
278. Yeah, so I'm going to bob you a message over that way, so that way Dad's got direct contact, so you'll always have our details there for any reason. You can come through to myself. There's also been an email sent over from the solicitors itself. Now, that would have went through to the Alicia email. I'll confirm that again. AliciaHN6@gmail.com. Now, we'll ask for Dad to sign that and submit that back, and as soon as that comes back straight through, the legal team can start their process. Now, because of Dad's age, as I explained to him earlier, we have put it on the fast track for him. So instead of it being up to 12 months, it'll be up to 8 months maximum in regards to the payout. It will be wrong for me to give a direct value right now. But all the information we've just taken there, I will go away, I will type that up, I will emphasise, obviously, the stress, the cause, the mental side of kind of things that it's affected your dad with. And what I will do is I will get the report typed up. Now, as soon as I receive the ID and that returned email, it'll be submitted over right away and I will be in contact. So just to let your dad know, thank you for his patience and for him obviously asking to relive things and go over everything. We will make sure that we do ensure to work in his best interest for him. And throughout any of the process, if he has any questions, do not hesitate to give me a call directly on that number, or he can call through to his solicitor, which is MMA Legal. All them details are on the email as well, darling, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem. So what I need you to do is get Dad's ID and proof of address over to me as soon as possible and get that responded to.
His ID is his driving licence, right? But it's in his previous address. Only because we've known that long to Scotland.
No problem. Have you got any letters at all in your in Dad's name at your address at all, or even in your name with Dad's name on there?
I've got a bank statement.
You can cover up his important pieces of information. You can cover up his bank details. All we need to see is Dad's name, the address, and the date being in the last 3 months. So we need that in the letter. And either ID or passport. Also, the email will need to be signed and submitted back. That'll take 2 seconds to do that. And as soon as they've come back through, I will confirm a message to you on WhatsApp to let you know its process has been started, darling. Okay?
Right, that's fine. Thank you.
No problem. All right, then. Well, thank you for your time. Like I say, thank you for obviously having the patience to go over everything. I tell you that, don't worry. We will work in his best interest, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, darling. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.